Okay, we're going to have our Bible reading now, which is from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verses 6 to 18. If you want to follow along in the church Bibles, it's on page 187. Deuteronomy 8 from verse 6. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills, a land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey, a land where bread will not be scarce, and you will lack nothing, a land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud and you will forget the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember that the Lord your God for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. Amen. So, we're going to be hearing about the story of how the first harvest festival began, or why God told the Israelites to celebrate a harvest festival. And I need some help from the kids one last time to do this story, okay? You may think you'd rather just sit there and relax and maybe fall asleep, but there is chocolate and Haribos for anyone who takes part. So if you'd like to join in, it's very easy. All you have to do is act out some of the story in a very simple way. And I need the Moses. Who wants to be Moses? You want to be Moses? Okay, there you go. You are Moses. Okay, who wants to join in then? Come on then. Front the front then. Come on, Rosa. Where's Lenny? Is Lenny joining in? Who's there?
Yeah,
oh, he's on there. Okay. Right, if you stand over there, I'm just going to move this out of the way a bit. That's it. So you're Moses. Moses has to go at the front. Now, would anyone, to make it even more realistic, we have here some... You may think they look like tea towels. They're not actually tea towels. These are Israelite headdresses, okay? Okay. Yeah, who wants to wear one of these to make it more realistic? Come on then. There you go. I might need Anne to help me.
Do we have to do it?
Yeah. Oh, you got away with not having to wear one. Oh, wait, hang on. Can
wear one of those tied around your head. It's a traditional bandana. Who needs one of these?
Me.
Okay, there you go. One more. Okay, brilliant. Oh, that's much better. Great.
Okay, so.
Are we ready? Okay, well done, Anna. Come over this side. Lenny, do you want to join in with our story? Okay, can you stand with the others? You want this on your head? Here you go.
Look at the top of your head.
Oh, well,
So, have you ever forgotten to say thank you to someone for something nice they did for you? I'm sure we all have at some times. But this story is all about that. It's all about what happened thousands of years ago when the Israelites came out of Egypt and traveled to the promised land that God had given them. Now, God had helped the Israelites in many, many amazing ways. They had been slaves in Egypt, but God had saved the Israelites from slavery, and he was going to give them a new, wonderful home in an amazing land. But to get to that amazing land, they had to pass through the desert. A man called Moses was their leader, and God guided Moses about where to go and what to do. So, now I need you to leave Egypt and travel, start traveling through the desert down there. That's it, off you go. Remember, it's really hot in the desert.
Oh, I'm gonna die.
That's, very good. Okay, and back this way. Back again, keep going. Follow Moses. Okay, you can come back to where you started. We're going to do that a few times, okay, as we tell the story. Now, as they were travelling, their tummies began to rumble. And they began to grumble. The Israelites started to get really grumpy. And we sometimes call it hangry. Have you heard of being hangry?
Yes.
Yeah, they got hangry. Okay, can you act up being hangry? Very good. Moses asked God for help. And a miracle happened. In the morning, all around the Israelite camp, a special type of food had appeared called manna. It was a bit like bread. God told the Israelites to gather the miracle food. Okay, now you need to act up gathering manna from the floor. And you're really happy because God has done a miracle. He's provided. Yes, on the floor, it's alright. The floor is very clean. That's it. You're really happy because you've got food. Okay, and you can eat the manna. The whole time that the Israelites travelled through the desert. Listen to the next bit of the story. The whole time that the Israelites travelled through the desert, God gave them this miracle food and saved them from starvation. And God told them to put some of it in a jar and to keep it in a special place to remember always how God had provided for them. Now, the Israelites continued their journey. Okay, off you go. Continue the journey. Up and down again. Follow Moses. Traveling through the desert. Oh.
That way we can move it out of the way for now. Okay, don't I keep going, Israelites? I'll just keep going. Keep following Moses. Keep going. Oh. Keep going. Lenny, you're not following Moses anymore. Okay, never mind. One of them's got lost. That's all right. Now, while they were in the desert, the Israelites got really thirsty. Okay, can you act really thirsty for me? And they started to grumble again and be grumpy. They felt like they were dying of thirst. Very good, very realistic acting. So Moses asked God for help. And God told Moses to gather all the people together. Then, while everyone was watching, you need to be careful when you do this, Christine. Moses took his stick, just as God told him, and hit a certain rock on the floor. Let's see if it's there. Oh, be careful behind you. Stand back a bit, Lenny. And suddenly water came out of the rock. A spring appeared, and the Israelites had enough water to drink. Okay, so you can do drinking water. How would you drink water if you were really, really, really thirsty?
Like a dog.
Okay, then, that's what you got to do. Oh, Lenny, that was really good. Can you do that again? Very good. The Israelites were saved. God had saved them again, given them water to drink. Now, the Israelites continued their journey. Off you go. The journey took a lot longer than was in God's plan originally. The whole tribe of the Israelites were in the desert for 40 years altogether. Keep going. Now, after a bit more travelling, okay, stop there. Even though the Israelites had bread and they had water, so they were saved from dying of starvation or dying of dehydration, they still started to grumble. This was because they had started to crave meat. They were sick of eating this manna. And they said they wanted some nice, juicy meat to eat. Are you going to act that out?
Meat! Fresh meat.
Sorry, any vegetarians? Moses asked God for help. And another miracle happened. A wind rose up from the west and blew a flock of quail in. Has anyone heard of a quail?
What?
Quail. Even today.
A quail, yeah.
Not a whale, a quail.
It's a chicken.
Yeah, it's like a small chicken or a partridge. And even today, they're really expensive. Sometimes if you go to a posh restaurant, they might have quail or maybe quail eggs. So even today, they're considered one of the most tastiest foods, okay? Quail. So God blew this wind and it brought a flock of quail in that landed. And God told the Israelites to gather the quail to eat. Okay, you can do that now. That's it. And now you're eating the yummy meat. Oh, watch out.
Wait, it tastes good.
Brilliant. God had done it again. He had given them meat to eat. Now, we're nearly at the end of our story. We just need to do one more bit of travelling. One more bit of travelling. So off you go, Moses, to the end and back. This is the last one now. This is the last bit of travelling because the Israelites travelled and eventually, after a long, long time, they got to the border of the promised land. They looked across the hills and saw a beautiful land filled with all sorts of fruit trees and plants and crops and lots of other fruit. Can you do that for me? It's over there. It's that way, okay? It's a beautiful land over there. You don't look very happy, Anna. They're about to go into the land that God had promised them. And there at the border, Moses gathered all the people together to speak to them. Okay, Moses, you need to come and stand up here for me to speak to the people. God, that's it, gather the people together, come and listen to Moses. God told Moses to speak to the people one last time. Moses wasn't going to go into the promised land, but God told him to speak to the people and tell them some important things before they went in. And he said to them, God is leading you to a wonderful land full of good things. In the valleys, he said, there are springs and streams and rivers and plenty of water for you. On the hills, there's wheat and barley, grapevines and fig trees and pomegranates and olives and honey, plenty of food for you. There will be no shortage of anything. You'll have everything you need to be happy. They wouldn't need God to do any of the miracles that he had done before for them to have food, because the land was already full of food. But there was a danger. Moses said, when you eat and are full, and when you finish building your houses and you're comfortable and you settle down and you have lots of flocks of sheep and herds of cattle and even silver and gold and things like that, there is a danger. And Moses warned them of this danger. Very good, good acting. The danger is that you might forget about God. You might start taking God for granted and take all the good things he's done for you and given you for granted. You might forget how God looked after you in the desert and how he gave you this land. And Moses said, don't do that. Don't forget God. When you've eaten and your bellies are full, don't forget to say thank you to God for the things he's given you. And so God told them, through Moses, to hold a harvest festival every year. Every year they had to have a special holiday where they would celebrate and thank God for all of the good things he gave them. Okay, I need you to act celebrating now.
Woohoo! Yay!
Brilliant.
Yahoo!
Fantastic. Brilliant. Okay. Okay, you can go and sit down now. Thank you very much. Big round of applause for our... Yeah, you can take those off. Thank you.
Do we get two Haribo?
Yeah, well, if you sit down for 5 more minutes, then you can have either Haribo or Cadbury's chocolate. You can choose, okay? But on the one condition, you have to sit still for 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, okay? So that's the story that we read in that passage. We're actually reading the words that Moses said when he was on that border of the Promised Land, speaking to the Israelites and giving him those warnings and telling them about this festival that they had to hold. One of the things they did during that festival was to go outside their houses and live, I think it was for a whole week, in a sort of a tent or sort of a hut, and not live in their nice houses for that week, to remind themselves of how when they were travelling through the desert, they didn't have nice houses and all of that sort of thing. And they had to decorate these huts with some of the fruit and things from the land to remind themselves of those things. And do you know what? What was true for the Israelites is often true for us today. People often pray to God when they're in trouble or when they're ill or when something's going wrong, when they're facing hard times. But sadly, they forget about God when things are going really well, when they think they've got everything they need, when they feel in control of their lives, when they think, I've got this, I've got my life sorted. They sadly sometimes start to forget about God. And
I remember once in Albania when I felt my first earthquake. Earthquakes happen there quite often. Most of them are quite gentle ones. Sometimes there's bigger ones. When we were there one year, there was an earthquake that killed about 60 people, I think. Was it, Laurie? Are you sure? Am I exaggerating? We'll have to check afterwards. I thought it was about 60. Yeah, we felt it. We were quite far away from the earthquake. No, we were quite far away. It woke me up, but yeah, nothing was damaged where we live. This is what happened. I remember when I felt the first one, and when you suddenly feel the earth beneath you moving, it feels very strange, because your whole life you just take it for granted that the ground beneath you is not going to move. So when it does start moving, it's a real shock. And you suddenly realise, we think we've got our lives under control sometimes, but really we don't. We're not really in control. Even the ground beneath us can move. And it was good to be reminded of that. It reminded me that God is in control. I need to remember him. I'm not in control of the world around me, of my life, really. God is in control. And God also provides all the good things we have. The Bible says that the world was created by God, and it also says that in him all things hold together. That means that every moment of every day, he is holding the world together. Every breath we take, every heartbeat that we have is given by God. He is in control. He gives us strength so that we can work, and he helps us to farm and things like that, and to provide food for one another. So one of God's names in the Bible is actually God who provides, Jehovah Jireh. And the point of a harvest festival is to remember that it is God who provides everything we have. And God doesn't just provide food and drink for us. He gives us lots of other things like friendship and love and families. And God also provides a way for us to find forgiveness and be saved from sin. It's through Jesus and through his death on the cross that God has provided a way that we can have peace with God again. That we can be friends with him again and be forgiven and saved. And that's one of the most, probably the most amazing thing that God provides for us. So let's remember those things at this time. We're going to sing our last song in a minute, which is We Plough the Fields and Scatter. But before that, we're just going to pray. So let's close our eyes and I'll say a prayer. And if you'd like to make it your prayer, you can just say Amen at the end. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the story in the Bible of how you provided for the Israelites in those miraculous ways, and how they saw you provide food and water and meat and in lots of other ways looked after them when they were traveling through the desert. And we thank you for that reminder that there is a danger that when we don't see things like miracles, we can start to think we can start to forget about God. And forget that actually everything we have is given by God. The world is created by him and he holds all things together. And so, Lord, at this time we just want to say thank you to you for all of the good things we have in our lives. And in a special way, we want to thank you for providing a way for us to have forgiveness, that we can know that even though we have done wrong things in our lives, if we trust in Jesus, that is all washed away and we are totally forgiven and saved in you. So, Lord, we thank you for all of the good things that you provide. In Jesus' name, Amen.